A massive rally in U.S. stocks since March has reawakened bullish spirits, but company insiders are jumping out of the market in a sign the run-up in the stock market may be reaching a climax. Company executives and insiders are selling stock at a rate not seen in over 2 years. That suggests directors, CEOs, and managers may think stock prices are nearing the top end of their range. If you recall, 2 years ago, we warned that home building execs were selling their shares. That was prior to the housing crash. And in that particular case, and now in hindsight, that insider selling confirmed what we had warned. They knew a bubble collapse was coming, and the rats were leaving the ship. A collapse in stock prices did follow, and mom-and-pop investors were again the last ones out and came up short when the music stopped. There has also been a decline in short interest. Borrowed shares sold but not yet repurchased. What this means is that fewer and fewer investors think the market will go down and are betting the market will go up. This is what we call in economics a contrary indicator. When everyone in the room is thinking the same thing, nobody is thinking. And in stock market circles, when everybody thinks the market won't go down, it usually does. The smart money, however, the big institutional investors, are beginning to up their bets on a market fall. And this group of investors, the big guys, are usually right. These indicators are not foolproof, however, and insiders and big investors can be wrong and have been. But when your money is at stake, it is best to bet with the house. And right now, the house is beginning to hedge their bets on a stock market fall. Indeed, the markets have risen over 50% in a few short months, and in my opinion, and in the opinion of many who study these things, is way too far, way too fast. Fundamentals are certainly not improving, economically speaking, and I can safely say the market's recent meteoric rise has been based on hope, not on reality. In late 2006, the markets continued up on the hope house prices would never go down again, and we certainly found out that wasn't true. Housing prices did go down, and by a lot, and the market followed shortly thereafter. Another warning to investors to heed is the upcoming fall season. Market crashes usually happen in the fall. If you recall, our last market crash began last August, and it was a doozy, with most investors I spoke to losing 40% or more. After such a run-up these past few months in the stock market, this fall could be another doozy. A 50% correction of the last run-up is highly possible, which would be a 25% fall from here. Some analysts are predicting the market could reach previous low levels and surpass them. If the stock market does resume a downward spiral again, since investors are still smarting from the last decline, a panicked investing public could start selling again en masse, and this sell-off could be worse than the last. No one can tell which way the markets will go for sure, of course. But we can read the signs and study history and try and draw reasonable future conclusions from these past events. The only positive thing I see in the markets right now is that it is rising, and that seems like a silly reason to be buying stocks. Earnings from most companies are still falling, and unemployment is still rising. Banks are holding off on putting more foreclosed houses out for sale, as figures show many houses simply sitting in limbo. The banks are afraid to dump more housing inventory onto an already saturated market, with a huge backlog of houses sitting on bank books waiting to be sold. I can see no reason for house prices to rise anytime soon, and there can be no recovery without a real estate rebound. Again, so says the history books. Market pundits and Wall Street cheerleaders point to green shoots, but those shoots are being watered with only more debt, and that doesn't make for long-term economic health. You can't solve a debt problem with more debt. That seems to be an easy conclusion to draw, but our government thinks we can. It doesn't work in my household, and probably doesn't work in yours either. So it will be with our economy. The only way to get long-term growth in our economy, and indeed the stock market, is to make stuff, and sell stuff, and pay off debt. But we are doing the exact opposite. Can the market continue its ascent based on more debt? Maybe. But long term, that's not where I'm putting my money. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are those of myself, are opinions only, and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR staff or underwriters. Feel free to send me an email with your questions or comments. Our email address is moneymatters@kvmr.org. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.